Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I wanted to go over some news out today, which really shows the central bank's new policy to, quite frankly, screw over the poor and middle class. And all of these governments have just been buying votes and loading up their debt and, you know, really all this deficit spending that they're doing, increasing the debt to GDP. And the way that they get out of that, the path of least resistance, is to create consumer price inflation, which increases their tax receipts. This decreases the tax burden. It reduces the debt to GDP, but there are no free lunches. And therefore, who's going to be paying the price for all of this profligate spending from these global governments and politicians? It's going to be the poor and middle class. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about with this new policy and this new story out in Europe from the ECB. We're going to focus on the ECB right now, but keep in mind the Fed is doing the exact same thing. Let's dive into the article from CNBC. ECB chief economist says it may have to think again on policy if outlook deteriorates rapidly. So they're talking about the outlook for the economy. Moving down to the key points, the euro area saw inflation reaching 7.5% in March, according to the preliminary data. This was released on Friday. Headline inflation has broken new records recently, having stood at 5.9%. So I'm assuming that the way they measure it is their headline numbers, maybe what we would consider our core CPI here. And that's kind of what the Fed pays attention to. So I'm not sure what our core CPI is here. I'm guessing it's around 5.9, 6, 6.5, something like that. Our headline number, as you guys know, is 7.9%. But the bottom line is inflation is exploding higher in Europe, just like it is in the United States. And also, I might add, in Japan as well, inflation is skyrocketing. I was just listening to Schiff discuss that on one of his most recent podcasts. So they conclude here with the key point saying, moreover, experts estimate inflation will rise even higher going forward. Now, maybe it will, maybe it won't. I would assume that it probably will over the next few months, but let's keep in mind that these experts, I would take this with a grain of salt. These are the same experts that said that we weren't going to get inflation with all of the stimmy checks and all of the deficit spending we saw in 2020. The government's response to the Cervasa sickness and all the economic distortions it created, the destruction of the supply chain, the supply shortages. They said that this wasn't going to lead to consumer price inflation. And even if they acknowledged that it would lead to consumer price inflation, they said it would be transitory. So it's just like the media, right? This is one of the reasons why I'm so skeptical of everything they say about Russia and Ukraine, because they have been lying to us, you know, for a long, long time. But they have really, really been lying to us and trying to manipulate us regarding the Cervasa sickness. So why on earth should I trust them now? These are the exact same people that have been spinning the truth. And in order to get you to come to some sort of conclusion that helps them achieve their objectives, and it's really just pandering to the politicians who are trying to usurp power and control. So my point, same media that was talking about the Cervasa sickness and misleading us is the same media that's now saying, oh, believe me about Russia and Ukraine. No, I'm not going to do that. And I don't think that any of you on this live stream would want to do that just blindly either. So it's the exact same thing when we're, it's the exact same concept, the same principle when we're listening to these quote unquote experts and economists. Well, these people have been wrong this whole time. In fact, even going back to 2008, even going back before then, the so-called experts were wrong. They're wrong about the housing crisis. They're wrong about, they're wrong about the GFC, the recessions. I mean, they're constantly wrong about everything. But yet we still, in the media, hangs on their every word as though it's gospel. So my point is, let's be just as skeptical as the quote-unquote economic experts as we are of the media. So first thing I highlighted, the European Central Bank chief economist, Philip Lane, on Friday acknowledged very high inflation. I hope so. It's breaking all these records and he's willing to acknowledge. Well, boy, that's good of him. He said Frankfurt inflation in the region and said the Frankfurt institution might have to think again about its policy stance. So see, initially you would this lead you to think, okay, well, maybe what he's saying is they're going to have to increase interest rates, and that's what they're going to have to rethink. Or maybe they're going to have to rethink the speed at which they increase interest rates, meaning that they're going to have to increase these interest rates more rapidly because the poor and middle class is getting screwed over massively by negative real rates. And I just spoke to my good buddy, Greg Mannarino, and he pointed out a statistic here in the United States that the nominal wages are going up. It was something like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was way, way, way below the rate of even CPI inflation as measured by the government. And we know that the price of the stuff in reality, in the real economy, that people need their income to purchase is going up at a much higher clip than just the 7.9 headline number that we're fed in the United States. My point here, exact same thing happening to the poor and middle class in Europe. So you would think that he's talking about changing their policy, meaning they're going to increase interest rates to bring down the rate of inflation, to give a little bit of breathing room to the poor and middle class. But you would be wrong. In terms of our sequence, the first decision will be if the medium-term inflation outlook is maintained. We would be looking at ending net purchases in the third quarter. Believe it or not, guys, what he's talking about is QE. So let me keep reading here, then I'll expand on this. ECB's Lane told CNBC Friday regarding its current policy trajectory and the removal of pandemic-era stimulus. Let's think about this. They are still doing massive amounts of quantitative easing. Cerveza sickness levels of quantitative easing. They have not yet tapered. This is what the article is implying, that they have not yet tapered. So they're still doing, I don't know how much they did during the Cerveza sickness, but this would be like the Fed still doing $120 billion a month in QE, while at the same time, the CPI was 7.9%. So let's go back up to these key talking points here. Headline inflation has broken new records in Europe. You got that? Headline inflation has broken new records. Yet the ECB is still doing the same amount of quantitative easing, expanding their balance sheet, the same amount of quantitative easing they were doing during the Cerveza sickness. Let's remind everyone that they were worried about what? They were worried about deflation. The reason why they're doing all this QE and whatnot is we can't have deflation. We can't have deflation. We can't have deflation. Yet, for some reason, when their inflation actually has broken new records, they're still doing all of the policies that inject this monetary heroin into the system. So what is their excuse now? Like, the excuse was deflation. Obviously, they don't have a problem with deflation now. So why are they still doing it? And the answer is to bail out the governments, to bail out all of the profligate spending from the politicians over the past decades when they were trying to buy your vote. And so they want to run it's not even running the economy hot, because this would imply that there's a lot of economic growth. They want more and more inflation. They want to destroy the poor and middle class. Why? Because that bails out the governments. This is the game that's being played. This is financial repression. This is exactly the stuff that we've been talking about since I really started this channel. And we're seeing it play out right in front of our eyes with the Fed and the ECB and the Bank of Japan, by the way. And it's, you know, they can sit there and talk all they want and spin reality to make you believe X, Y, and Z. But when you look at their actions, it's clear they don't care about deflation. The only thing they care about is creating enough inflation and robbing enough purchasing power from the poor and middle class to bail out the governments and the politicians. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Let me get back to the story. Next thing I highlighted, however, and this is another quote from, I believe, the quote-unquote expert economist. However, if the outlook deteriorates by so much that inflation outlook weakens, then we'll have to think again. So this is what he's reconsidering. See, initially, it makes it sound like he's considering or reconsidering how fast they're going to raise interest rates. No. What he's actually reconsidering is if they even want to stop QE at all. That's what he's contemplating. And again, this goes back to look at their actions, not what they say. And if you look at their actions, it is crystal clear what their game plan is over the next 5-10 years, however long it takes to get debt to GDP with these profligate governments down to, let's say, 50%. And again, who's going to pay that tax? A tax is just stealing purchasing power. Whether they're increasing your tax rate and you're giving it to them out of your paycheck, or they're increasing the rate of inflation, you're still paying the tax. You're still reducing your purchasing power. So they are just really coming right out with their actions and proving to you that they are going to continue to steal your purchasing power until the governments feel as though they've robbed you blind enough to take them into the next phase of profligate government deficit spending in order for these politicians to buy your votes and not only maintain, but gain more power and control to micromanage your life. So he goes on to say, I'm going back to the article now, the ECB had announced last month that it will end its quantitative easing program in the third quarter, given higher inflationary pressures. However, he says, the central bank is seen as being at a crossroads as Russia's unprovoked. And you know you're dealing with propaganda when they have to preface everything with unprovoked invasion of Ukraine has brought new economic challenges, notably pushing up energy and food prices. Okay, but let's remember that energy and food prices were going up long before. So let's not use that as a scapegoat here, or let's not allow them to use that as a scapegoat. So going back to a quote from this economic expert, we have opposing forces. We have energy shock at the prospect of a second round effects at pushing up inflation. On the other hand, the weakening of sentiment, consumer sentiment, I believe he's talking about, at the fact that real incomes will suffer with high energy prices, especially over a kind of 1 or 2 year horizon, will have negative pressure on inflation outlook. So what he's saying here, and I actually wrote this down, the game for these talking heads, what you'll notice is they never say anything insightful. The only thing they do is just state the obvious. The reporter asks them a question and they just state what has already happened. It's like, okay, thanks for nothing. You know, why am I even listening to you? You're just reiterating what I already know. And another thing that I wanted to point out with this paragraph in particular is they always focus on the demand side. Why? Because they're Keynesians. So that's the only thing that matters to them is just demand, 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 demand. So what he's assuming is that because demand might go down in the future because the economy is getting worse, and if energy prices are going up, That means that more of people's purchasing power or disposable income or income in general has to go to the energy. Therefore, they have less income to spend on other things. So he's saying that, well, that's if this continues, then demand is going to decrease. And that is going to bring down inflation. Therefore, we should just continue with these negative real yields screwing over the poor and middle class and keep our pedal to the metal as far as the monetary heroin with quantitative easing. But what he ignores and what's vitally important is the supply side of the equation. Okay, fine. You may have demand being destroyed, but if supply is going down at a faster rate, prices are still going to go up. And where the government really gets into a bind there, and where they will be backed up into a corner, is if the economic activity decreases to a point where their tax receipts are going down, even if inflation is going up. That's really like the ultimate end game for the governments. All right, guys, as always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, for liberty, for free market capitalism, and just realize that the game plan for the central planners, the central banks, for the governments, the global elite, is to steal your purchasing power to bail out the governments and the politicians. And the way they're going to do this is through negative real interest rates and trying to do everything they can to make sure that consumer price inflation and therefore their tax receipts are increasing.